Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10 with Tom E. Curran, I believe, today. And this is Nate. Nate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
Nothing much. Hey, let's get back to Curtis and Wiggy about Bill Belichick. And Curtis, tell me if I'm wrong or speak up if I'm saying something wrong here about Belichick and the hate you have for him. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. It's a long list. So even you guys just talked about receivers, right? So this man with the trust he didn't have, for one, with a scout that wanted Deebo Samuel and DK Metcalf that came in for visits, but he ended up picking N'Keal Harry. Okay, that's number one. Then you got Butler, right? So he pulled Butler. You got that. What else? He always says, do your job. Is he doing his job now? No, he brings in yes men like Mike Lombardi and guys like that. People also forget that you have a golden nugget, right? When you have something like that, you try to maximize as much as you can. We went 10 years without a Super Bowl, okay, because he wouldn't give Tom Brady weapons, okay? And then what were at the very end there, what did he bring in? He bring in Judge. He brought in Patricia, just making decisions. He outcast freaking Mac Jones. Look at Mac Jones now. Look at Thornton now. Like, I'm sorry, yes, he was good X's and O's on the field, but to personal and other decisions off the field, he's horrible. And Wiggy, I know he was your coach and everything. I'm sorry, but I mean, the guy's a fraud. The guy can sit there. He'll be up front with you and say, do this, do that. You don't be on social media. Do your job, all this stuff. And then what does he do? Some little tail comes in front of him and goes, the guy just shrinks. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. But
I would also add just one more note here, that the Belichick component that was great as a coach was that he had competition at every position, but he had no one that challenged him. And that, in the end, is why you end up where he did, where
so
he's got this
to
small
refresh,
band of...
The reason this is a discussion is earlier on the show, Curtis said that Bill Belichick was a fraud.
Giant fraud.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the man delivered six Lombardis here.
And I love how people go
to the region.
So did Lonnie Paxton, if you want.
Yeah, but it's not even Wiggy or Ty or guys that played for him that have his back. Like, when we talked to Boomer yesterday about it, Boomer's like, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I just don't know how people could call him a fraud. And then you've got guys who have actually played at the highest level, not even for him, mm-hmm. who believe that he's still the greatest.
And did he miss on certain players? Yeah, but he also gave you Gronk. He gave you Edelman. He gave you Wes Welker. The list goes on and on. He gave you Vince Wilfork. He gave you Gerard Mayo. He went out and found Malcolm Butler. He brought in Stephon Gilmore.
Jones.
Chandler Jones.
Right. Rob Ninkovich, our buddy.
Rob Ninkovich. Rodney Harrison. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the
players. Bono dummy.
Of the plays he brought in. Yeah, did he miss on certain guys? Everybody does that. But he brought these guys in. Did he make some bad decisions? Yeah, I don't know the Butler situation. And did it look petty? It did. But I don't really know. Believe me, when I saw Butler down at Julian Edelman's, you know, Hall of Fame induction, there's a piece of me that says, hey, man, fill me in.
Why don't you?
Because I need to get him a little bit more cuckoo juice. Got to get him feeling good. You can't just, you got to get him feeling loose.
The truth elixir.
Yes.
Is that what you need to get? You need
and then
to,
be like, bro, there's nobody here. You know what I mean? Come on. What happened?
I would say the end of Bill not talking to the starting quarterback and not talking to the defensive coordinator.
That's cap, though. We know it is because we talked to Billy O. And Billy O said it himself.
No, I said his defensive coordinator.
No, no, no. We're talking about, you just brought up Mac Jones.
Right.
We know that to be cap because Billy O said that he talked, Bill Belichick talked to Mac Jones. That whole stuff.
So you think Bill Belichick did everything he could to get the best out of Mac?
No,
Jones?
No, I didn't say he did. Did so he?
In what
I think
areas
he kept him at an arm's length, but to say that he shut him out completely is fake.
Yeah, did he do Mac Jones wrong by hiring Joe Judge and Matty P as his offensive coordinator quarterback coach? Yes, but we got to stop with the narrative of like he didn't talk to him. So yeah,
now,
he did.
Now this has become today a national story because of this New York Times piece, which
what story?
It goes into detail about the disarray.
WRAL. It's the local affiliate down in Chapel Hill where they call it an unstructured mess. There is no culture, no organization. It is a complete disaster. The author said I talked to parents, players, coaches, board of trustees in the athletic department to try and paint a picture of why Belichick has been a bust at North Carolina.
And it's complete disarray. Now, one could argue that it's a new head coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new program. It takes a while to install all of that culture and organizationally.
Yeah, I think especially in college football, it depends on the route you go. And Mike Lombardi had said it, the route that they want to go is high school kids. That's going to be very difficult to do because it's going to take you a long time to develop those kids and have a successful season. You look at teams that are good in college football, they hit the portal. They spend money and they hit the portal.
They had the ninth-ranked recruiting class in the portal this year.
Okay, and so maybe they missed on guys. You know, the biggest thing is they missed on the quarterback, the kid that they brought in from South Alabama or West Alabama. I can't remember the school. I think it's South Alabama. They missed on him, right? So if you miss on certain kids, especially at the quarterback position.
But if you watch the North Carolina games, it's not talent. Like, they just aren't even engaged.
Well, because they're not talented. They're not good enough.
But
you think they're not as good as Central Florida?
Central Florida is good.
North Carolina went 6-6 last year.
Right?
Was it like the
and
third
Scott Frost is back down there as the new head coach and had
right,
that
let
team.
Me look at recruiting classes for UCF versus North Carolina.
The recruiting classes mean absolutely nothing.
What are you talking about? You're talking about bringing in talented players.
I said the portal. I don't know who they brought in. I know that they brought in the quarterback.
So you're saying it's coaching.
No, I said they brought in the quarterback from South Alabama. He hasn't worked
they
out for
them.
They
were a top 10 recruiting class at North Carolina.
And
in the
so
portal.
They missed on the talent that they brought in.
But couldn't to Curtis's point, couldn't you also say that the talent is there, but these guys aren't engaged because they're out on the coach? Because seem like what he's done, we could talk about how he treated Mac Jones. What he's done, if you believe the reports this season with these players, is not setting them up for success.
That was my biggest thing, my biggest fear for Bill. The way you coached in the NFL and the way you treated NFL players won't work at the college level. Those kids are not built for the Monday morning lowlights and you embarrassing them in the meeting in front of everybody. That was my biggest fear. How's he going to be able to coach those kids like he coached us as NFL players, knowing like this is our livelihood, where you gotta be very careful on how you handle these kids.
Clemson lost by 2 touchdowns at home to Syracuse and blew North Carolina out on the road by 4 touchdowns.
North Carolina's
well,
not
it
good.
Also, by the way, it's not just college kids. It sounded like on this show yesterday that Mike Vrabel was saying the same thing about NFL players, the way you have to coach them.
Yeah.
And you get a little indication of that, I think, when it comes to Ramondre Stevenson and the way he's handled him.
Right. And even Mike, even when you...
You could say the game has passed Bill by when it comes to his coaching style.
And you got to evolve with that game. The thing that Mike even said, and you might have asked the question. I can't remember who asked the question.
His other game is currently fire, though. I mean, the man is...
Yeah, well, he's sitting on all cylinders on that one.
He's got full game in the other spectrum there. I mean, really.
But Cialis.
But the when asked Vrabel about those guys in the locker room, like the Willie McGinnises, the Lawyer Malloys, the Rodney Harrisons, even Mike was like, I'm trying, but it's different to find those guys or have those guys kind of take on that leadership role. So when you're Bill Belichick and you're coaching in college, and you heard Ty said, those Monday morning lowlights, where Bill goes in there and he starts criticizing a 19-year-old, kid's going to be in a puddle of his own tears.
That it's ridiculous speculation, but would the situation look as bad for Bill if it were not for Jordan, like if that was not a thing.
In a way, I do think the biggest thing, Greg, is Tom winning a Super Bowl.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yes. Down here, though.
Down here? What do you mean?
In North Carolina.
I'm talking about the way he is perceived around here. If Tom had just been mediocre with the Bucks and finished his career, nothing Brett Belichick did the rest of his career would in any way sully his reputation.
Yeah, but even the Tom thing, Greg's right. It's the Jordan thing that
100%.
Is completely, because people are like,
it gives people a reason to suggest that he doesn't have his eye on the prize.
Exactly. Bingo.
Yeah, it's probably his sweatshirt on CBS Sunday morning.
That's why they're always talking about the distractions. The distractions are, and it's all about Jordan.
Yeah,
they don't want
her on the field. They didn't like her during preseason being out there. It's just,
they don't like that she wants to be the executive producer on Hard Knocks. Right.
Where's the Hulu doc?
It's not coming.
God, I've subscribed to everything.
If there was no Jordan, you know what we'd be saying?
Can we do a City Hall watch party for the Hulu doc on Bill?
We'd be saying, hey, give Bill some time.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of times you get judged on your partner.
Jordan is not saying give him some time. She hopes he doesn't have much time left, whatever. That's, I mean, maybe not.
He looks healthy.
The will has been redone.
He looks healthy. He does, yeah. All right, well, anyway, interesting read on the dismay about the dismantling of the operation down there in Chapelville.
Yep.
And so you can check that out today. We are going to get to Hill Notes coming up momentarily. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Chiefs fall to the Jaguars. Final score 31-28 in Jacksonville. A wild pick six in this one when Devin Lloyd picked off Patrick Mahomes and returned it for 99 yards in the third quarter. This one ended with Trevor Lawrence rushing it in for the go-ahead TD, but not without a fall to start the play. Go check that out if you didn't watch last night. It's impressive by Trevor Lawrence.
It's also so weird because Chris Jones
stopped
playing.
Did you see him?
I think he thought Lawrence was just like down, and so he just stopped playing, and then they scored.
And then they asked Lawrence after, like, what were you thinking during that fight? And he's like, sheer panic.
Yeah, he's like, I was just panicked.
What?
Here at home, we have an update on Antonio Gibson. He unfortunately did suffer a season-ending torn ACL. Over to the Bruins, who announced they will be retiring Zdeno Chara's number. Number 33 will be retired on January 15th ahead of the Bees game with Seattle, and it could be over for the Yankees tonight. They have game 3 with the Blue Jays in the ALDS in the Bronx. New York is down 2 games. First pitch is at 8:08 this evening.
Couldn't happen to a better fan base, as far as I'm concerned, but we'll see what happens.
And at the 99 restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start this week. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big meal deals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Note.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's coming up?
Remind me, Shime, was it the great Steve Miller who canceled his tour this summer because it was too hot?
Yes, I believe that was him.
Okay. I'm out on that. I mean, we always have to carry on. I don't care what the temperature is.
Mm-hmm.
Carry on. I was, Curtis, had a meeting with Ken yesterday. He interrupted it in the middle of the meeting to watch a live announcement from Rush that they are going to be getting back together and touring. I had to sit through, I hate Rush.
Yeah.
Sit through 10, 15 minutes of Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson discussing how they're going to carry on without Neil Peart.
Right. Oh, but did it make Ken happy?
Happy.
Tears?
I don't know that he had pants on. Like, I've never seen... At the end of it, he offered to buy me a ticket to go see Rush with him. And I said, no, thank you.
Well, I mean, not interested. That guy's got a finger on the pulse.
Uninterested. Can we open the Window World Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, please? By the way, before you get to that massive cluster F that is going on right now on the Mass Pike, as a heads up.
Yeah, eastbound in the Prudential Tunnel, the left lane is closed due to a crash. So if you're headed that way.
You see the backup?
Yeah, like, it does not look good.
Oh, my God.
How are we getting home?
I know.
Miles. Yeah, you're going to have to go around that, Curtis.
You have to go Starro Drive.
Pretty good day today, Curtis. Yeah. Maybe 80 again, right?
Right now it's Gronk, 69 outside, partly cloudy. Going to be gorgeous. 80, last 80-degree day of the year today. So get out there and enjoy it.
Maybe one more. No?
Well, every time I say it, there's another, so I'm trying to keep the thing going.
I hope so.
I jinx it.
Keep sneaking them in there.
Yeah.
You could get a whole house full of siding installed for $249 a month from Window World of Boston. So visit windowworldofboston.com. This is Pat from Franklin. Hey, Pat.
Greg.
Yeah.
It's been 2 hours, and I had to call. You got to like the hard taco shells, man. If you eat them, if you chew it correctly, it will not break. And it's so better than those.
Yep.
Courtney, you're right.
The soft tacos, you take one bite and it falls apart. It's useless.
That's what happens with the soft.
It's useless. No, the soft stays together.
No.
Courtney is right. Listen, hey, one other point about the Patriots.
Yeah.
That was a signature win, however. Uh-huh. Put the brakes on. Buffalo had two turnovers were unforced, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. You saw that. They gave the game to the Patriots. Stop. Calm down.
And the turnovers that they gave
Listen, Pat, the
turnovers that they gave to New England, unfortunately, New England couldn't capitalize with. The only thing they were able to get out of it was a field goal.
However, it's still great, man. It's still fun to have the Patriots-Bills rivalry, and that game was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. No, I think Wiggy and Shime need to pump the brakes a little bit, but this week will tell you a lot. I mean, you know, there should be no letdown, and it's a game that you should and have to win. And so if they come out and throw up a dud, then I will be a non-believer.
I will pump the brakes when there is a person that tells me that the Patriots will lose to the Saints on Sunday.
Well, no, you won't pump the brakes until it actually happens.
No. If people are like, pump the brakes, I'm telling all those people that want me to pump the brakes, then you believe the Saints are going to beat the Pats on Sunday.
No, I don't think that you should pump the brakes. I think your fandom's great. But I also worry a bit that everybody's so confident that, you know, a Mike Vrabel-led team is not going to play down to their opponent. We saw them play down to the Raiders, and we saw them play down to the Steelers. So, I don't know how people are looking at this season and not a bit worried about that.
Yeah. But they didn't play down to the Steelers. They just had
five turnovers.
They should have beat the Steelers.
I agree, but it wasn't they played down to their opponent type thing against the Steelers, and then
they played sloppy.
Yeah, they played sloppy, but that's not playing down to your opponent. Like I when you say down to their opponent, like Drake May overall didn't play bad. If you take away the turnovers,
this wasn't
like
a Drake May take.
No, I'm just saying in general, like the offense wasn't terrible outside of the fact that Ramondre Stevens just putting the ball on the ground. Like they were moving the ball. They outgained Pittsburgh in the game. It's just they turned the ball over five times. Like that's the only reason they lost that game.
And I have never seen a hard taco not break. I don't either.
You must be having stale ones.
Oftentimes it breaks in the container. Like you buy the thing and get it home.
I want to know what kind of hot tacos you get that don't break.
That happened to me last night with the rice pilaf. I've never had this happen. Oh. I got the box of the rice pilaf home last night. Cooked it, and didn't I go to open up the spice package? Nothing in there.
Oh,
that's God saying too much sodium.
Did you write a letter?
I haven't decided what to do. I don't know how. How would I prove it? I thought about going back to the place, getting my money back, but
I would have Lindsay do that. They would believe her.
Yeah, but don't you cook?
Huh?
Don't you cook?
Yeah, I spiced it up myself. Yeah, threw a little chicken saying. Stock in there. It was fine.
Yeah, spice it up yourself. Anyways.
I mean, yeah, I threw a little onion powder, a little garlic powder,
bam,
salt and pepper, and I think honestly, like the brilliance of adding the chicken stock made it probably better than it would have been. But
self-esteem never been a problem for you.
Anyway,
good job, Gordon Ramsay.
Quick programming note: we talked about it yesterday. If you look forward to Bill O'Brien on the show, he will not be on for the foreseeable future, just because he would like to focus purely on football, was what I was told.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We did
and
not
I
hear.
I saw a lot of people tweeting about it, like a lot of BC accounts that I follow, saying that we alluded that it wasn't Bill's choice. We have no idea whose choice it was, but it seems like he wants to focus solely on football.
Well, they got to get back. Yeah. They got to get things turned around at the Hill. So,
yeah, I don't think the interview did anything to just take his attention off of football. And I saw this soon after the show yesterday from one of the betting agencies. Next Penn State full-time head coach. We all believe James Franklin's going to get fired at some point. Bad year this so far. Matt Rhule is the favorite, the former Nebraska coach. Or is he? Yeah,
he's still at Nebraska.
Still Nebraska. 2-1. Number two, 3-1 odds. Bill O'Brien to return to Happy Valley.
Huh.
And I read this and I said, okay, somebody in the organization has heard a rumbling, no idea if it's true or not, that Billy O is looking elsewhere already. And they're saying, you're not going to use this platform to get your name out there to pursue other opportunities when we stink.
The only reason
Bill does not need this show to get his name out there for a Penn State job. No. And also, like,
he coached at Penn State. That's why his name's out there.
Why is the second favorite to go
because
there?
Because he turned that program around back in, what, 2011?
Wait, so you guys 12? Believe Bill O'Brien wanted to stop doing this because he has to focus on football?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? You do?
Yeah, I do.
I believe it.
Oh, my
I mean,
goodness.
It's not much time. Is it the appearance? The appearance of it?
I think it's
15 minutes.
I think that
his...
Bill O'Brien liked doing the show because he comes on, he gets to put BC into the light for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If there's nothing to talk about for BC, he's coming on here, we're asking him questions about the Patriots. Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so
he
taking...
wants to have, he wants to be focused on the season, focus on, because things are not going great, and he wants to obviously get back to figuring out what's going on with his program. And, yeah, granted, it's only 15 minutes, but in that 15 minutes, he could be doing other things.
It's good for his brand.
Definitely.
Yeah. He's really good for his brand.
He's great. He's great when he comes on. But I could see him looking at it like, okay, we just got absolutely ruined. Now I'm going to come on this show. What are they going to ask me besides that sucked? Now let's talk Patriots.
Right.
According to him and a lot of people around him, he loved doing this. He's not game planning Thursday morning at 6:45.
That's not what we're
saying.
And
he would have told us if he didn't want to do it. You wouldn't have heard from a third party. Like, it's absurd that some rando says to Greg he's not doing it anymore. When Billy O, this past week, he's like, Chris, I know it's, you got a big show today. If you don't want to just push it next week, no problem. I said, Billy, it's great. Come on right now. We kept him on 8 minutes. Like, he absolutely would have
told us. But maybe part of
it
is, like you said, they're not doing well. And Courtney's right. You come on here and you say, all right, what happened? We stunk. And then it becomes all Patriots questions and it doesn't become highlighting BC.
He's not a Patriots coach anymore.
Right.
He's the BC coach. I think if you are the BC coach and you want to continue to be, there probably is some annoyance that when you're getting put on a radio show that the conversation is very quickly about BC and more about the Patriots.
But I don't think that irks him because he likes us.
It hurts the school.
It irks the school.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think it irks him, though.
Right.
Does BC stand for behind currently?
Yes.
This is Jesse. Jesse, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not much. Hey, I want to kind of chime in on this taco kind of controversy here. So I am very anti-hard taco. In my opinion, if you want a hard taco, just order nachos, right?
Yes.
Because it's basically the same thing.
Yes.
Anytime I have to use my supporting hand underneath my mouth to eat something, it's not a desirable food.
Preach.
So the hard taco, I've never had to, whether it breaks or not, you're preparing for it to break. You're using your supporting hand under your mouth just in preparation. So that's, I'm definitely anti-hard taco. But Coco, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I didn't get to listen yesterday, so I'm not sure if you guys have talked about it. New Taylor Swift album. I'm a fan. I want to know what your favorite song is. Mine is Opalite. I can't sit still when I listen to it. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Jesse.
So I'll hop off, but I want to know what you got to hear.
Great call. Opalite's my number two. My number one right now is Wishlist. I think it's bop after bop. It's a fun album. If people hate on it, then they don't like fun. Bottom line. That's what it is, Greg, being one of them.
And listen, I'm no taco expert, but my kid did play in Arizona for a while, and they have a huge Mexican population down there. Mm-hmm. And I've never been to Mexico, but they don't even use hard tacos. You can't get hard tacos when you're in the Southwest or you're close to...
Yeah, because they're using legitimate homemade tortillas.
Yeah, they don't do that. So this whole hot taco thing, that's an American thing. And dude's right. You want hot tacos, just get nachos.
And I enjoyed Opalite when it was done by an artist in the 1980s, Luis Miguel.
Oh, yes, I did. I did see that.
You saw that?
Yeah, I saw people saying...
You know what that's called? Plagiarism. No, is what that's called.
What did I miss? What's so Opalite?
It's the exact same song.
To be fair, Greg, artists have been sampling other songs since the dawn of time. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the exact same song.
Oh, is it the exact same words?
It's not a sample.
Can we hear them back to back?
It's to like, cover?
Is it the same exact... I need to listen to the...
It's like plagiarism.
No.
Oh, damn.
She talked about why she wrote Opalite. Opal is Travis Kelce's birthstone. Mine as well.
She didn't write Opalite Miguel song,
No, she did write it.
Well, you're saying that there's another song that a guy wrote?
We'd have to listen to the other song to see if it sounds similar.
What's the name of the other song?
Hold on. It's called 1+1=2 Enamorados. If you go to News Cut One Chime, you can hear a mashup of the two of them together. That's going to delay Hill Notes, but I'm fine because
let's get this. We don't want plagiarism.
Unfortunately, artistic integrity is very important. Curtis, you know that.
Amen.
Preach. Preach. That's what makes great artists.
Integrity.
Yeah, right? And I don't mind people having songwriters that write songs and they sing those songs for them. But yeah, you can't be stealing other people's stuff.
Go ahead, Sean. Wow. You know, sometimes you got a deadline. Ooh, and you just can't write a whole new song by the time that it's due.
It's the same beat.
I thought that was still Taylor Swift's song.
Same. It was the same beat.
Wow.
Same beat.
And then I was like, wait a second. The girl's not singing in English. That is bad, Courtney.
No, it's the same beat.
It's the same. It's the same.
Well, one's in a different language.
Basic rhythm.
So.
It doesn't matter. It's the same rhythm. It's the same cadence.
Right. Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yikes.
I wonder if the refs will give Taylor a pass like they do the Chiefs. I don't know how this will handle.
Also, it sounds a little bit like cultural appreciation. I mean,
Not Plano.
Come on.
You think?
I don't want to assume anything.
Where's this? Where's
can
this
I go,
from?
Can I go crazy conspiracy theory?
No.
Yeah.
She's upset that she's not doing the Super Bowl halftime show and it's Bad Bunny, so she specifically did this.
Ooh.
The song's complete. I mean, the lyrics are completely different. I just did a translation.
You can't take another song. Yeah. You can't take the karaoke version of a song and then sing lyrics to it and call it your own.
Right. Weird Al doesn't get credit
because
for Rocky
Road.
Because
people were doing this with some other songs, too.
Sample is taking the beat.
Right. That was the beat.
No. It's the cadence. It's the same cadence.
It was the beat.
It's the same.
No, sampling is Big Lotto doing Energy off of Mariah Carey's Fantasy, which is off of Genius of Love.
It's
that's
taking
sampling.
The beat. That's all it is. It's taking the beat. That's what it is.
That was just taking the beat.
No, but it's the same cadence.
She's like, oh, shoot. I forgot to write that other song.
No.
What's that thing we were listening to, Trav? That empanada song? If we could just rip that off.
I do love empanada.
Empanada song.
Right,
who's doing cultural appropriation?
We have got to take a break. We'll be back with Hill Notes to end the show next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I've ever seen Wiggy so upset.
No.
If there's one thing he stands for, it's artistic integrity.
That is, I'm a music person. I love music. And you should be crediting people if you're using their music.
Yeah.
If you're sampling them, or you're using their, if you're using their vocals. But what Taylor Swift has done
really calls her whole entire career into question.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
Abhorrent to the music community.
Abhorrent.
I wonder how many other lesser-known artists she has ripped off so as to make money for herself.
And you know what?
It's abhorrent.
You don't think that Taylor Swift, the biggest celebrity of all time, would have lawsuit after lawsuit if that was the case?
No, she probably just pays them off.
No.
Like bag of cash.
That would be the biggest story everywhere. And it seems like a lot of people are saying she did all of this on purpose. And it's supposed to be sounding like other songs. And
really?
That's the whole theme of the...
Really?
Well, they're saying
on
like...
Purpose?
Well, is it her like critique of modern pop music?
No, you don't
do like
that.
She's saying... They're saying Wood sounds like I Want You Back by Jackson 5.
You're saying my rice pilaf just happens to taste like Michael Schlaus and it's I'm doing it on purpose as an homage? No, I don't think so.
And you expect me to believe that she writes her own
she
music?
She does write her own
I
music.
I don't buy that. Wow. I don't buy that one bit.
Wow.
And she doesn't lip sync in concert?
Right. Yeah. By this logic, is a movie that's in Spanish subtitles a new movie or the same movie just with different language?
I'm just seeing
a new Departed movie coming out.
I'm just seeing now another song appears to sound exactly like one from the Jackson 5. I am now seeing.
Yeah, didn't she just say that?
She did say that.
Oh, did you say? Oh, I missed you say
like
that
five
part.
Times.
What was the song? The Wood?
It's called Wood.
Wood.
And it's supposed to sound like I Want You Back.
She's no
what
better.
It's supposed to sound like
I think she did on purpose.
Yeah.
Courtney, what do you think about naming your kid Subway?
Oh, that's a good idea, Curtis. I think that then it was a middle name.
I think so.
She's like the Millie Vanilli. I mean, come on now. You can't do that, Taylor.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Unbelievable.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
That Pat's wing got me so jacked up. Scurried upstairs thinking, I'm sprung. Don't you got me? My girl's like, shut the door, fat man. I'm like, okay, great.
I mean, it was exciting.
Good game.
Unexpected. I mean, other than Nate Burleson, not a lot of people picking the Pats to win that game. So it's great. Gives you something to look forward to on Sunday.
And I think what Nate Burleson did is he basically started the snowball that turned into the avalanche. Because when I watched Sunday Night Football, there was a bunch of them picked New England.
Yeah,
I think McCourty, Rodney, obviously they both play for the team. But then I think it was Maria and maybe Sims.
By the way, Devin McCourty is doing a great job on television.
Unreal.
He is really, really good.
In his suit and shoes, everything he was wearing, he picked the Pats to win that game.
Nice trip.
This joke is for like two people who like musical theater and listen to your show. Mark Sanchez's issue. Clearly, completely drunk, and he thought he was in West Side Story. He was a jet all the way from his first breath to his last dying day. Had to get into a little knife fight in the alley.
Sharks and the Jets?
Not a big Broadway musical guy, but some people are.
Is that the Warriors?
No. That Warriors is a film.
Okay.
East Side Story was legendary. There was a film, Don East Side Story, but it was a big...
Right.
Big Broadway musical.
Greg's a big Fiddler on the Roof guy.
Never was really into. I went to Les Mis. Is that
Les Mis?
Yeah.
One time, Jen Hill dragged me to that. I fell asleep at within 10 minutes.
I only like the Chitlin Circuit Broadway.
Also, the food sucks at the theater. It's nowhere near as good as the movie theater or at a sporting event.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, not good.
You had the sides wrong, Greg. But I knew what you were saying.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Guys, Rob is the texter. Rob called in, the beginning of the show. Right now it's the beginning, and I'm leaving this for the Hill Notes because Rob, that's calling in, trying to argue the facts of that text, is definitely the texter, and he can go take a seat, all right? Big Z, his number should be hung. Bottom line, see you later.
Yeah,
beginning of the show this morning, texter suggesting that Zdeno Chara's number does not belong in the rafters, and it does. I think you're right, Wiggy. Brad Marchand's does as well. What about David Krejci? Is David Krejci rafter worthy? You're going to run out of room. Eventually.
No, he's not rafter worthy because if you look at
won a Stanley Cup,
right? But Marchand's top five in points. He's top five in goals. He's top five in assists. He's top five in game. No, he's sixth in assists, and he's like top five in games. It's like
Good morning, Greg Hill Morning Show. DJ Sizzle here. I just spit coffee all over the inside of my truck because I thought I heard Chime say they put together a tremendous roster. They're not an exceptional roster. They won in spite of what the ownership put on that ice. You got a majority AHL roster on the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, I didn't say this year's roster was exceptional. I said the year they were, you know, the greatest regular season team in hockey. That roster was really good, and they made extra efforts at the deadline to add more players, and then those guys crapped down their pants in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't – the caller's right. It wasn't an extraordinary roster.
I mean, it was a really good roster. The year they led the league in the regular season –
yeah, I mean, they had the most points in the history of the sport in the regular season.
It was a fantastic roster.
It was Pasta, it was Krejci, it was Bergeron, it was Marchand, right?
Yeah, that was the first year, I think, of Hampus Lindholm, too. Or they traded for Dmitry Orlov.
Yeah, two, not one goaltenders, two.
Yep.
That you could count on. Certainly.
You know why I love Boston? Because we've got fans around here that never, ever change their stripes. This team's lost two games to two horrible football teams. They've beat two Met football teams, and they just had their first great win. And you got Scheim calling Drake May MVP, and you got half this city already putting them in the Super Bowl. I love Patriot fans. Don't ever change a thing.
Well, we'll see what happens this week.
Yep.
We're either negative or too positive. I can't follow along.
Can't win.
Kansas City Chiefs, new rally cry. Let's win one for the donger.
I like it.
Win one for the donger.
Was that song original or?
Good movie, though. 16 Candles.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's
spooky.
No.
It's about a 16th birthday.
Yeah, did she lose her virginity or something?
It was one of those movies. Like the 80s had these movies that were teen coming of age films. Yeah.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club is in there. 16 Candles.
Would you put St. Elmo's Fire in there? Or was that like
was more like 20s?
20s.
That's a great movie though.
Fever Pitch
and a great theme song from John Parr for St. Elmo's Fire.
I feel like those teen movies, they all starred Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr. Judd Nelson, and who was the other guy? the one
Matt Damon?
No, Matthew.
Matt Dillon?
No, not no. Matt Dillon. Matthew
McConaughey.
Broderick. I know. Yes, Matthew Broderick.
Right,
and there was one more guy that the kid he was in the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
The brown haired guy.
Yes, the dude from Weekend at Bernie's that played one of the.
Was he also in Office Space? Or is that a different guy?
What the hell was his name, man? Now I got to Google Weekend at Bernie's and get the two actors.
And by the way,
you know who played Bernie in that movie? The dead guy, right?
Dale here.
Yeah. I thought it was Renicky.
What, Curtis?
We are 13 months away from our very own 60 Candles, which is going to be wonderful.
So true.
I can't wait.
Oh, Andrew McCarthy.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
He was in all those
That was
movies.
The Brat Pack is what they called that group of actors. Yes.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, Scheim. We got to go, I take it. We got to get out of here.
We sure do.
All right.
Man,
well,
I could have did 80s weird science. I could have did so many 80s
I had to cut Wiggy
movies.
Off now. Otherwise, we'd be here till
11. Those teen movies where you got to see boobs for the first time.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
All right. We're out of here. Scheim, if you could, I got a new goodbye song. One of my favorite artists, Luis Miguel, who unfortunately is being ripped off left and right, poor guy, trying to make a living. We're back tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.